Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Memtes. We are at the Mishnah, 19 lines from the bottom of daf Memches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunim Batzaru Vashifi. So we're moving along in Meseches Avodah Zarah, learning about Avodah Zarah, specifically about the Asher. Asherah was a form of Avodah Zarah, and as a result, it's subject to all the halachas that Avodah Zarah are subject to. Specifically, as it relates to today's daf, one is not allowed to benefit. One is not allowed to have anah from Avodah Zarah, and as a result, one is not allowed to have anah from an asherah either. On that note, zok the Mishnah. Zoyrin tachteha, yurokois b'moysak shaman. A person is allowed to plant vegetables during the winter underneath an asherah. Avodah b'moysak shaman, but you're not allowed to do it during the summer. What's the difference? So Rashi says that b'moysak shaman, the shade of a tree is bad for your rakos. As a result, if you're going to plant your rakos b'moisak shamim underneath an asherah tree, your rakos are not going to benefit from the tree. To the contrary, it's actually a bad thing. And as a result, it's something you're allowed to do. During the summer, however, the shade is beneficial to the rakos. If that's the case, if you're going to plant your rakos underneath that asherah tree during the summer, the rakos are going to benefit from the tree. As a result, it's something that's going to not be okay. The ha-chaziron, as it relates to chaziron, so what is that? It's not the chazir, as in the pig, but rather it's Miloshen Chazeres of the Leil Seder fame, lettuce. Loi b'moysacham of loi b'moysacham, and there you're not allowed to plant it underneath an asherah tree, not during the summer, not during the winter. And the reason is because even during the winter, the shade is beneficial, and as a result, you're being nanned from the asherah. Rabbi Yossi says, af lo yurokos b'moysacham. Rabbi Yossi is chaylik with the Tanakam. The Tanakam said, zoyrin tachtel yurokos b'moysacham. Why? Because the shade is bad for the yurokos. Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree. It's usher to plant yurokos, not only b'moysachamo when the shade is good, but even b'moysach shamim where the shade is bad, and the reason is for something else. The reason is because the leaves of the tree are going to fall during the winter, and when the leaves fall, they are going to turn into fertilizer, and they're going to become part and parcel of the soil. They're going to assist, aid, and abet in the process of the growth and the gidol of the yarokos. And if that's the case, inadvertently, the yarokos are going to benefit from the asherah, not from the shade of the asherah, but from the leaves of the asherah, and it's for that reason this is going to be asur. So the Mishnah mentions different technical farming concepts and how they relate to the laws of asherah. Specifically, when are you allowed to plant something underneath an asherah tree, and when are you not? As it relates to yurokos, it's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama holds b'moysach shomim, it's mutter, b'moysach hamo, it's aser. Rabbi Yossi says it's aser, sai b'moysach shomim, sai b'moysach hamo. As it relates to chazeres, that everybody agrees is aser, sai b'moysach hamo, and sai b'moysach shomim. Now, as it relates to the first part of today's daf, which is going to be disproportionately the majority of the daf, the Gemara is going to go into a very deep dive analysis of this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. So I think it's kedai just to set up the sugya a little bit. So at first glance, you learn this Mishnah, right? If we were learning Mishnayis Masechtas Avodah Zarah right now, we would say there's a super technical machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Are you allowed to plant your rokos underneath an asherah tree b'moysak shamim, or are you not? According to the Chachamim, you are. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not. But as we're going to see, that really this machloikis is a machloikis that's oimed berumoy shel oilam mamish. Meaning, if you were going to plot right now the biggest machlikasin in Chas, machlikasin that come up in sugyas that involve shisha sidri mishnah, machlikasin that involve big lumdis and major machlikas apoiskins, today's daf, and really what underlies this machlikas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, is going to be one of them. Okay, so a little bit of suspense. What is this big sugya that this machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim atali in? It's the sugya of zevizeh goyr. Zevizeh goyr mutter or zevizeh goyr maser. So really, what zevizeh goyr means, we'll
become clear, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, as we go through the daf. In fact, the Gemara is going to go through five different sugis hashas, where there's a machloikis tanon that at first glance seems to be related to this shayla of Zevezeh Goyrim. But from a high level, Zevezeh Goyrim is where you have a dover aser that is right now being mahana. But the dover aser is not being mahana on its own, it's doing it b'shutfas. And the shutif of the davar asar is a davar motor. Which means that this hana that you're getting right now is coming both from a davar asar and from a davar motor. You can't be nene from a davar asar. You can be nene from a davar motor. Right now you have this davar asar and this davar motor coming together in unison and being mahana. The question is, could I have hana or could I not have hana? The man d'amet that holds zevezeh goyer motor holds that even though I'm being nene from a davar asar, but I'm also being nene from a davar motor. And as long as there's a davar mutter in the equation, so zevezeh goyrim is going to be mutter. The man davar that holds zevezeh goyrim aser holds, I don't care that there's a davar mutter, lamaisa there's a davar aser. And if lamaisa there's a davar aser, zevezeh goyrim is going to be aser. Now, just to speak it out bal peh, the Gemara is going to surmise that l'chayru the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, Zayrin tachtel yurakis b'moysak shamim, or aflo yurakis b'moysak shamim, is totally in zevezeh goyrim mutter, zevezeh goyrim aser. Why did the Tana Kama, why did the Chachamim say it's mutter? It's because what hana are the yurakis having from the Asherah? The shade b'moysak shamim is a bad thing. What's Rabbi Yossi's counter? What's his response? His response is, I'm asking. The shade is a bad thing, but this has nothing to do with shade. What I'm worried about is that the Asherah tree is going to shed its leaves. The leaves are going to become fertilizer, which is going to fertilize the Yerukis. Now, let's be honest. Even though the Yerukis in Rabbi Yossi's Chashash would be fertilized by the Asherah, but there's also soil, this Karka Olam, which without a question is Mutter. So really, what Rabbi Yossi is worried about is Zevezeh Goyrim. So at first glance, the Gemara is going to argue that it would seem that the Machlikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is this Shailuk Mamash. Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter, Zevezeh Goyrim Masa. Rabbi Yossi that's worried about the Nevoya, that's Meisheres Ale, and Bahavalem Lezevel, it's because he holds that Zevezeh Goyrim is Aser. So, even though it's true the soil, the Karka Oilam, which is Mutter, is going to be Goyrim, the Gidl of these Yerukis, but the Asherah is also, it's going to be a Zevezeh Goyrim is Aser. Whereas the Tanakhama says, I'm not worried about the leaves, I'm only worried about the shade, which is a non-factor when it comes to Yemoysak Shamim. What do you mean? Why aren't you worried about the Asherah? The Teretz is because it's a Zevezeh, and the Chachamim holds Zevezeh Goyrim is Mutter. Either way, on that note, Zok Tehiligi Gemara. Lememro, it's first clients, it would seem, Rabbi Yosef Sava Zevezeh Goyrim Aser, Rabban and Amri Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter, right? The way we just explained it, but the Gemara jumps right away, and the Gemara says, Ipchan Shamino Muhu. We know that Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim actually argued in this exact Shiloh, but with a flipperoo, exactly the opposite. And where did they argue it? Earlier in Mesechtis Avodah Zarah. We actually had it earlier in this parak, in a Mishnah, and Afmem Gimel Amad Beit. Time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef said that if somebody finds Avodah Zarah, if you want, you can grind it up and then just winnow it in the wind. Or you can throw it into the yam. That's in contrast to the Chachamim Shito, who hold that you're not allowed to be Shoichik Vezayr L'Ruach. So we have a Machloikis Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim in this Mishnah that we learned already, whether or not, if somebody finds Avodah Zarah, could you be Shoichik Vezayr L'Ruach or not? Rabbi Yosef said, yeah, the Chachamim said not. So in the Mishnah, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yosef, how could you do that? Afi Nasa Zevel. This Avodah Zarah is going to turn into fertilizer, which will be mahana any plants that you're growing, v'nemar. And it says in the Torah, lo yitbak biyadcha me'uma min hacher. What's Rabbi Yossi's response? Ostensibly, Rabbi Yossi's response is, I'm not worried about the fact that it's going to turn into soil. The reason is, because although it will be goyrim de gido, but the Karka Oilam will also be Goyim the Gidol, and it's going to be Zevezeh Goyim as Mutter. So what does it sound like? Rabbi Yossi Shita Zevezeh Goyim as Mutter, Chomim Shita Zevezeh Goyim as Aser, which is Ipcha Mistabra Mamish, from the way we have it in our Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara says, Kashad Rabbanon Ad Rabbanon, Kashad Rabbi Yossi Ad Rabbi Yossi. Again, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon holds Zevezeh Goyim as Mutter. In the Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amad Beis, Rabbanon holds Zevezeh Goyim as Aser. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds Zevezeh Goyim as Aser, and in the Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amad Beis, Rabbi Yossi holds Zevezeh Goyim as Mutter. So the Gemara says like this, Bitch, let me Rabbi Yossi Ad Rabbi Yossi, like Kasha. Bitch, let me ask relates to this. Steering Rabbi Yossi, there's an easy way out. Hassam, you could say, over there, the Ka'azali Ibud matter. Over there, where is the Avodah Zarah turning into fertilizer? This person found Avodah Zarah, he's Shoichik. He ground it into pieces, into smithereens. They put it through the shredder, and now he's Zoyra L'Ruach. When you were Sheikhik it, and when you were Zoyra L'Ruach it, what you're doing is you're being ma'abed it. Being that you're being ma'abed it, it could be over there, it's going to be mutter. Hach over here, the loy kazal ibud. But over here, you're not being ma'abed it. What's happening? It's just falling naturally. Aser, maybe over here it's going to be aser. In other words, the Gemara is saying, and this is the way Rashi explains it, that maybe Rabbi Yossi Shita really is, that Zev is a gerim is aser. And that's why in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi has a problem with being Zayreya Yuraka is being Moisak Shal. Why? Because the Nevoi is Neisheres Leim V'Havelin L'Zev. If that's the case, why in the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amad Beis did he say it's Mutter? It's because over there you are Ma'abed. And once you're Ma'abed, it's going to be more Kulodik. Rashi says, what's that Kula? Because you're being Ma'abed, Memele changes the status of Zev Zagayrim. So Rashi says that being that you're Ma'abed, you're being Mevatel. And once you mevatel it, memela, it's going to be more kulatik. Who's being mevatel at a yid? And we know a yid's not allowed to be mevatel avik dezara. So Rashi, the fact that a yid can't be mevatel avik dezara is only a din derabana. And being that this is a shayla of zeves egoyim, even though Rabbi Yossi Shita is to be machmer in zeves egoyim, a bahamia derabana didn't say that it would be also for a yid to be mevatel to the point where you're going to have a zeves egoyim also. But the says the Gemara, at first glance, as it relates to the Kasha, the Rabbi Yossi, there seems to be an easy way out. The easy way out is that Rabbi Yossi Shita really is Zev Zegoyim as Aser, Dafkin the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where it's causally Ibud, you could say a Kula, you could say that the Avodah Zarah is really Batul, and it's for that reason it's going to be Mutar. Oba Ela, the Rabbanon Ad Rabbanon Kasha, but as it relates to the Stira, the Rabbanon Ad Rabbanon, then in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon hold Zev Zegoyim as Mutar. And over there where it's also the Ibud, they hold that it's Aser. That's a problem, that's a Stira. Zakti Gemara, two Terutzim, two very important Terutzim in terms of flowing through the Cheshman of the whole Sogi. The first Terutz is one word, Epoch. Flip. Which one are we going to flip? Unzer Mishnah. That La'olam, the Iker Shitas, as it relates to Zev Zagarim Mutter, Zev Zagarim Aser, in the Machlik, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachamim, is the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We have it Fakert over here. You have to be Mahapach. Rabbi Yossi holds Zoyrim Tachter Yerokis Ben Moisak Shamim, because Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagarim as Mutter. Lishi Tosoy, who holds, if somebody finds a way to Zoyrim, can be Sheikhik for Zoyrim the Ruach. The Chachamim, who hold that, how could you do that? They hold in our Mishnah that no, if you make an epoch, you make an epoch. Now Rashi speaks out very obviously that once the Gemara said epoch, you don't have to answer the kashat Rabbi Yossi with that svara that the Gemara mentioned. That was a svara that we used because we were stuck. But the Viful, we're making an epoch, we're not stuck anymore. So then it's just very glad. There's no stira. To the contrary, we went from having a kashat Rabbi Yossi at Rabbi Yossi, kashat Rabbanon at Rabbanon, to have Rabbi Yossi l'shitosai and Rabbanon l'shitosai. But either way, this is the first teretz of the Gemara. Now, why is this teretz dachuk? Right, just to set up the sugi a little bit, it's dachuk because anytime you make an epoch, it's dapuch. At the end of the day, l'chayra, the way we had the Mishnah is the way we had the Mishnah. It doesn't sound like Rebbe made a mistake. So to do an epoch, right, in Brises, then you can get away with it. Because the Brises, we know, weren't edited on the same level. It didn't go through the rigors that the Mishnayos did. But anytime you make an epoch and a Mishnah, two Mishnayos in the same perek, it's always a little bit dachuk. And that's usually where the Ibayis Ema, after the Gemara says epoch, is coming from. Because at the end of the day, epoch is nisht azay geshmak. So says the Gemara, Ibayis Ema, if you want, you can say loy tepoch. Lo'ilam, don't make an epoch. If you're not going to make an epoch, we have a stira, kashat Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, kashat Rabbanon, ad Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yossi, as it relates to the kashat Rabbi Yossi, kedushanit. We answered that already, right? The Gemara didn't have such a problem with that. Even the epoch was only because of the kashat Rabbanon, ad Rabbanon. Now, as it relates to the Rabbanon, I can tell you, the answer is, kedama mori b'rei d'Rav Kahana. Based on something mori b'rei d'Rav Kahana said, what did he say? So he said, quote, masha mashbiach ba'ar, poigim b'basar. His quote was that the benefit that you get from the R, you end up losing out in the Basar. We're going to borrow that quote. We'll see what that quote means in a second. And Hachinami, we're going to say that the Yisoid of the Rabbanon Sheet in our Mishnah is that Masha Mashbiach Benavaya Poigim Betzel. That although it's true that in the event that the Asherah is going to shed its leaves, it's going to turn into fertilizer, and you're going to have a problem, and the Rabbanon Sheet is Zev Zagayrim is Aser Kimavur in the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amid Beis, but Masha Mashbiach Benavaya Poigim Betzel, the tzel is so bad for these Yerokis Ben Moisak Shalom that it actually outweighs any benefit that you're going to end up getting from the fertilizer. And as a result, I don't even see up a zevez agarim over here. What I see is that the soil is making good and that sheira is kol kuloi making bad. So again, the way the Gemara is answering the Rabbana the Rabbanan, which was the part that we were stuck by, is that the oilam shittas Rabbanan is that zevez agarim is also. And that's Pshat Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Why over here is a butter? Because I don't see any benefit in the sheira. What do you mean? There's a benefit. It turns into zevel, the leaves do, and as a result, it's gonna be mishtatev. And even though there's a goyim of heter, or zevel goyim is aser, all true, check, check, check. But being that there's also a lot of bad that's coming from the asherah, the bad outweighs the good. Tesa outweighs. What is this? An outweighs like type of inyan? The answer is yeah. Could Amar Mori Breid Rav Kahana was telling too. There's a precedent for such a svara. Mori Breid Rav Kahana once said mash mashpich ba'or poigim abasar. That we don't look at the or baser behema high level, but rather we say is that the net benefit or is this a net hefset? Mashmash bich bar paygim baser makes it a net deficit. So to be mashmash bich minavoy paygim betzel, and we look at that share as being a net deficit. Now, as it relates to what the case is, Rashi has a long Rashi tells you what it's talking about. It's discussing a law in kachim where you have a behema that has a mum where it becomes psuli amikdashim, and the halacha psuli amikdashim is that you're allowed to sell it. You sell it, you can be paid it, or now you can't be paid the kachim. But once it gets a mum, at that point, you are able to. Now, there's certain halachas that govern if you're going to sell this kachim right now, how you should sell it. So the way animals were sold in the shuk once upon a time was in a very billiga way. And one of the halachas that govern the way you sell this behemoth now is being that at the end of the day, it's fart kachim. But it's kachim nonetheless. As a result, you have to sell in about cover the goyfin. So one of the halachas is that when they flay the animal, flaying means when they take off the skin, the hefshet of the animal, so you can't hang it, you know, from its hind legs and then go ahead and flay it. Now, Mori Breid Rav Kahana, when he heard this halacha, he was like a little muching with it a little bit because he said, I don't understand. At the end of the day, I think Hektish is going to lose out by not flaying it in the regular way. I mean, there's a reason the Moichrim and the Shuk used to flay it that way. Because like this, you can get the most skin possible. So you want to be Mashpich Bar. And be that you want to Mashpich Bar, you would think that's the best way to do it. His response was that when you do that, it's beneficial for the Ar, but it's actually bad for the boss. And being that it's bad for the boss, Mashpich Bar, Pagim Boss, he says that's why the halach is that you don't flay the animal that way. Again, we don't have to get too much into it. But all we need is that we're not looking at the Ar individually and the boss individually. We're looking at it by Oif and Klali, and we're saying, is this a net benefit or is this a net deficit? Says the Gemara, Kashet Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, it's not fair. Loilum the Rabbanan holds, Zevez HaGoyim is aser. I, why, and our Mishnah is a mutter? Because although it's true, klape the Zevel, you're right, Hanavoya Noisheris Aleim Vahavalim Lezevel. But at the same time, the Tzel is also Poigim, is very, very bad. And Mashem Mashbich Benavoya Poigim itself, so I don't see any enough from the Asherif, I don't see any enough from the Sheirah. So it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So just to hit the pause button. We're going to have to do this a few times, but hit the pause button now for the first time just to come off a breath. So what do we have over here? In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis where the Chachamim say, you're allowed to be zeireh, your rakas be meisak sham underneath an asherah tree. Why? Because the tzeil is bad. Rabbi Yosef says, I know the tzeil is bad, but you can't do it because the leaves are going to shed, they're going to turn into fertilizer, and there's going to be a problem. The Gemara said, what's the machloikis? The Chachamim hold, zevez agarim is mutter, Rabbi Yosef holds zevez agarim is aser. This is a big problem because ipcha shamin aluhu, in the Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yosef says, if you find a way to zor, you can be shaykh gezor. The ruach is going to turn into zevel. Zevel is agarim as mutter. Chacham said you can't do it because it's going to turn into zevel, and zevel is agarim as asa. And the Gemara has two terutzim. The first terutz is ipcha. Change the sheet is in our Mishnah Mem Ches on the base. La'olam, it's the Chachamim that hold that it's Aser in our Mishnah. Just like they hold, you can't be Shaykh Vizara the Ruach with Avag Dazara, the sheet of Sayu, Zev Zagarim is Aser. And Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds its Mutter, just like he holds it, can be Shaykh Vizara the Ruach, Zev Zagarim is Mutter. So in the first Teretz of the Gemara, the Chachamim sheet is Zev Zagarim is Aser, Rabbi Yossi sheet with the Clarkite is Zev Zagarim is Mutter. In the second Teretz of the Gemara, what emerges is Sai Rabbi Yossi and Sai the Chachamim both hold Zevez HaGoyim as Aser. They both hold Zevez HaGoyim as Aser. If they both hold Zevez HaGoyim as Aser, we have to miyashiv the two sides of the coin. According to Rabbi Yossi, we have to miyashiv the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Right? If Zevez HaGoyim as Aser, why can't he be Shaykh Bezayel Ruach? The Teretz is Shani ha something kazal ibud, and over there it's going to be mutter. Rashi shel kotay that we spoke at earlier. According to the Chacham, as the Gerim is aser here, it should be aser. The Teretz is mashem eshbiach benavaya poigim mitzah. We look at it as a net result. But with that klarkeit, according to the first Teretz, it's a machleik. So basically, Chacham, when the Zev Zagarim is mutter, Zev Zagarim is aser. Rabbi Yosef being the mat, the Chacham being the machmer. According to the second sheet, that everybody holds Zev Zagarim is aser. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef Zev Zagarim aser. Could it be that Rabbi Yosef holds Zev Zagarim is aser? How could that be? So who's this akash on? It's easy math, right? You don't even have to look into Rashi. It's akash on the Ibayisayim of the Gemara. Meaning, according to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Shittiv Zev Zagarim is Mutter. We did an Epoch. It's two Rabbi Yossi, Zev Zagarim Mutter. It's the second Teretz. It's the Ibayisayim. We're Rabbi Yossi. And by the way, the Chacham also, but we're focusing on Rabbi Yossi. Shittiv Zev Zagarim is Aser. Faith Gemara is that true. V'sav Rabbi Yossi, Zev Zagarim is Aser. V'atnan. We learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in the first Perek Masechtas Arlo. So we know Arlo is Aser Bachila. Also, Asabana. What's Arla? Any fruit that grow from a tree during the first 3 years of the life of the tree. So Rabbi Yossi says, Noitin Yechur Shal Arla. You're allowed to take a branch of an Arla tree and plant it in the ground. Abavein Noitin Egois Shal Arla. But you're not allowed to take an Egois, a walnut of Arla, and plant it in nature pre. And the reason is because it's a pre. So Rabbi Yossi says, if you want to take the branch of an arla tree, you want to plant it in the ground and have a new plant come, there's no problem. An egos is going to be a problem. Why? The laws of arla relate to the pre. They don't relate to the actual tree. The tree is not arla, so it's no different than taking any branch and planting it. You want to do it? You're a farmer? Gesunte, you're allowed to do it. If you want to take the fruit, however, there's going to be a problem. The reason is because anything that's going to grow now, l'chayra, from the tree and from the ground is going to be problematic. And the reason it's going to be problematic is because it's going to be arla. Now, the truth is, anytime something grows the first 3 years, you have to rechen arla, right? Depending what it is that's growing. But a tree, a fruit, you have to cheshmen. Okay, but at least after 3 years, it's going to be mutter. After 4 years, you won't even have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You won't even have to be poyet. It won't even be ravoy anymore. But arla is something that's going to be also forever. So says Rabbi Yossi, noitin yechur shal arla, veinoitin egor shal arla, neshupri. Stating that, here's the punchline. Va'am Rabbi Yehuda marav, moida Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi's moida, she'im nota. If you did plant this egos, or vehivrech veherkiv, or you layered and you grafted it, mutter, it's going to be mutter. It's a braiso. Moida Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is moida. She'im nota. Vehivrich. Vehirkiv. Mutter. So what do you see from here? The Gemara's kasha is from the second half of Rabbi Yossi halacha. From the fact Rabbi Yossi holds that b'diyeved, it's going to be mutter. Zoysay meres. Rabbi Yossi holds that even though l'chatchila you shouldn't take a peri of arla and put it in the ground. You shouldn't be hivrich vehirkiv, all these farming things. But b'diyeved, whatever grows is going to be mutter. Why is it going to be mutter? It came from arla. The teretz is because at the end of the day, even though l'chatchila don't do it. There is a psanin yom lechatchila. You for sure see her. I am berashi v'toisus. But what we need is the punchline, and that is that b'diyeved it's going to be mutter. Why? Because zevaz agoyrim is mutter. So afraid to gemar. How can you say Rabbi Yosi Shita in the b'yosem is that he holds zevaz agoyrim is awesome mitashtikel toyer? Why he holds mutter in the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis? You see mafurish. The Rabbi Yosi Shita is by arlo zevaz agoyrim is going to be mutter. Now at first glance it would seem to be a very obvious chilek. What's the chilek? Maybe Rabbi Yosi holds zevaz agoyrim as awesome in hilchas avodah zarah, which is a parsha. Chamura, ad limoid, and maybe when it comes to Arla, which even though in the world of Machalos Asuris is very chamura, because it's not just Sasa Bachila, but relative to Avodah Zarah, it pales. So maybe Rabbi Yossi Shita is Zev Zagoyrim Aser in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Zev Zagoyrim Mutter in Hilchas Arla. Seems like a very, very logical Svara, a Svara that will repeat itself now on this Amud a few times. The Gemara is going to suggest that immediately, but the Gemara is going to have an issue. It says, maybe you're going to tell me, Shani Leila Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is Mechalik, Ben Shari Surim Lavoy, this Kechavim. Oh, say a Pasha. So Rabbi Yossi Shita in Hilch Savoy Dazar is, Zev Zagayrim is, awesome. And that's Pshan Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Mechasim Abbeis. I the Mishnah Mem Gimel Abbeis, oh, Hasam the Kazal the Ibun Mater, and I Arla, that Shari Surim, maybe only said it by Avoy Dazar. But the Gemara says, oh, Mishani Leila, could you say that? But Tanya, Untin Abraiso, Sodish and his Davlo. Bezevel avodas kechav. Somebody has a field, and this field was fertilized with the zevel of avodas zara. V'chein parosh and espatma bekashin avodas kechavim. Or somebody has a para, a key, and he fattened it with machalos of avodas zara. Right, kashine was Michael behema, and you gave it to Michael behema of avodas zara. Tani chadu, we went to one brisa, saw that this field tizara. You let it plant it. Don't worry about the fact that it was nizdavla bezevel avodas kechavim. Para tishachet. Don't worry about the fact that when you're eating this meat, you should know a lot of these calories are coming from Avodah Zarah. It's not a big deal. Oh, you can into another bride. So Sada, the field tovar, you have to lay it fallow. You can't just go ahead and use this field. This field's off limits right now. And as it relates to the parah, you have to let it get skinny. What does it mean, let it get skinny? Right? So you have to make it lose a little bit of weight. The weight that corresponds to the kashini Avodah Zarah, that you have to make it lose. It's a funny lashon. That's something you're not allowed to have hanah from. But the bottom line is, we have a steer here between two braises. One braise seems to be saying that Sada shen is davdo bezavo Avodah Zarah, and Pora shen is patna bekashini Avodah Zarah is no problem. Sada, tizara, you do what you always do with a field. Pora, eat it for dinner. That's what you do with a parah. There's another braisa that says, no, you have to be hypersensitive. There's Avodah Zarah going on over here. Part of the fat of the parah is Avodah Zarah. Part of the zevel in this field is Avodah Zarah. Look here, what's the machloikis? The machloikis would seem to be, right? Let's speak this out, palpe. The machloikis would seem to be, zeveze goyrim mutter, zeveze goyrim is aser. Now, what are we handling over here? Which sugya? The sugya of Avodah Zarah, right? This is Avodah Zarah. That means we have a machloikis in Hilchis Avodah Zarah. You have to hold cheshbon here. Where the Zev Zagarim is mutter and Zev Zagarim is aser. Now, where do we know of a machloikis in the laws of Avodah Zarah? Zev Zagarim is mutter and Zev Zagarim is aser, right? Vus is fahana za machloikis. In the first mahalach in our sugya, it's machloikis from Yaisin the Chacham. Ipcha from the way we have it in our Mishnah, the way we have it in the Mishnah, I'm giving them a base. So everything's gevaldik. We know it's machloikis from Yaisin the Chacham. Rabbi Yaisin ol Zev Zagarim is mutter, Chacham ol Zev Zagarim is aser. That would be pshan in this price. In the Ibayis aim of the Gemara, Sai Rabbi Yaisin and Sai the Chacham ol Zev Zagarim is aser. Now, Grada, Rabbi Yaisin Shita is by Arlitz and often Rabbi Yaisin and Arlitz. It's not negotiable. That Zev Zagarim is mutter. But we're suggesting right now that that's only by Arlitz. That's not by Avodah Zarah. If you're going to say Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are Moida, that Zev Zagoyrim is also by Avodah Zarah, and even the Rabbi Yossi you know about, by Avodah Zarah is a different cheshbon, and the one by Arla is a different cheshbon. So then what is this machlokes? Who are these two Tana? And the way the Gemara approaches it is, my lav, isn't it reasonable to say Harab Yossi v'Har Rabbanan, that the machlokes over here between these two braises is Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham, which is gevaldig according to the first Lishna, and it's a problem according to the second Lishna, because according to the second Lishna, we're saying the Rabbi Yossi Taka holds Zev Zagarim as mutter b'shari surim, but by Avodah Zarah not. So l'chayr, this would seem to be a checkmate riot to the first Lishna and a big problem with the second Lishna. But the Gemara says, lie. Who said that this machlekes over here is Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham? If it was mefurish that Rabbi Yossi said this way, the Chacham said that way, okay, so you can't negotiate this. Oh, but you saw the word Rabbi Yossi mentioned? No, this is your own conjecture. It doesn't say Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't say the Rabbanan. So we can come up maybe with two different Tanam and Shas that hold this sheet, then maybe that's who is really the authors of these two. Bryce has nothing to do with the way we reconcile these two Mishnais. Who would be these two Tanam? So the Gemara says, you want to know maybe who these two Bryces are? One's going to Rabbi Eliezer, and the other one's going to Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, hi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan? So the Gemara is going to give two attempts. It's Elaymo, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, the Sa'ar. Maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan of the Sugya of Sa'ar. So what's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan the Sugya of the Sa'ar? Time we learn to the Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Arla. Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma. If somebody had sa'ar zor taig of chulin and sa'ar of truma, she'naflu l'taycha isa, and they fell into isa. Now the case over here was that there was a sheer bittel in the isa over the truma. Meaning, what's the shayla? Sa'ar shel chulin and sa'ar shel truma falls into isa. The shayla is a truma shayla. Why is truma shayla? Because only certain people allowed to eat truma. Cannibal allowed to eat truma. Right? So obviously it's a truma shayla. We're talking about where there's a sheer bittel in the isa over the truma. That's the only thing we're worried about. Stating that, there's a halacha that says that sa'ar, as long as it does its thing, what does sa'ar do? It causes the dough to rise. It can't become batal, right? Because then it's nicker in the taruvas. This is taruvas 101. And in that case, it's not going to have the ability to become batal. So the case over here was where there was sa'ar shel truma and sa'ar shel chulin that both fell into the isa, where be'etzim there's a sheer bittel, but the sa'ars are going to do what sa'ars do, and they're going to start causing dough to rise, which is going to cause problems. Okay, but the metzias, so the Mishnah was, each one in and of itself didn't have the ability to be mechamis. I mean, the chulin couldn't cause it to rise, and the truma couldn't cause it to rise. Other than it's starful v'chim, so. But then they said, ishes re'eu yazoyu, uloch v'yoy mechazak, and chulin and truma mamish, they decided that we're going to hold hands together, and we're gonna go lock stock and barrel, and we're going to make this happen. And they were successful, and all of a sudden the dough rose. So what's the halacha? Meaning you're allowed to eat this dough, you're not allowed to eat this dough. Again, if you're a kohen, you could eat it all day, every day. But the question is, let's say you're not a kohen. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I look at what fell in last. Meaning, if the last thing that fell in was the truma, so then I say the truma is what caused it to rise, and as a result, this is truma. If the last thing that fell in was chulin, then I'm going to say it's going to be motiv. The chachamim say, I don't care what fell in first, I don't care what fell in last. Bein shenafal isa lechatchila, meaning the truma, ubein shenafal isa lebesoif, ein ayaser ad sheheba kidei lechamet. Being that they're coming together, the halacha is that they're going to be yaser only if they were able to be mechametz individually. But being that they need to do this b'shutfes, it's not going to be okay. So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I look at what fell in last. According to Chachamim, it's always going to be motiv. Amr Abaya, this is the punchline, we're still in the middle of the niggin of the kasha. Amr Abaya, and Abaya said, lo yishanu, that when Rabbi Eliezer said that achr nani ba, what he meant to say was, elo shekadav esilik eso yeser. That's only, meaning, the only time the halach is that it's going to be mutter, if the achroin was the heter, is if when the achroin fell in, the truma was already out. Now, vice versa, it was enough to be mechametz in that way, but the point is, the truma fell in, it did its little bit of thing, then you took it out, then the heter fell in, that's when Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be mutter. But if the iser and the heter were there at the same time, aser, the halach is that it's going to be aser. Says the Gemara. The way Abaye is explaining it, it comes out the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer comes a little differently than the way you see it in the Mishnah. It comes out that according to the Chacham, it's always going to be mutter, right? If this one doesn't have the ability to be mechametz, this one doesn't have the ability to be mechametz, it's automatically be mutter. According to Rabbi Eliezer, achar achrin ani ba, but that's only if one of them is there at a time. If they're both there bevasachas and they're both doing their things, it's for sure going to be awesome. So again, we're just going to pick out of this hard machloikis the sliver that we need, which is what the Gemara is focusing on. And that is, l'chayrit, there seems to be a glaring machloikis then between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where if right now I have Sarshal Truma and I have Sarshal Chulin, which together are being mechametz, is it going to be mutter? Is it going to be awesome? According to the Chachamim, it's going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be awesome. What's pshat in the Chachamim? It's mutter because there's heter and iser, but there's iser. Oh, because zev zagarim is mutter. What's from Rabbi Eliezer? Zev zagarim is aser. So zokti gemara, la'olam, I'll tell you that really, as it relates to machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, they're both moida, that in the laws of avodah zarah, zev zagarim is going to be aser. Ah, you have over here these two brises, benegeya, the laws of avodah zarah, and we're trying to figure out if it's not the machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. So who exactly is it? So come on, you want to know who it is? It's Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Maybe that's who's arguing over here. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are arguing. And if Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are arguing, nothing to do with Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. You have no raya that Rabbi Yosi holds that zev zagarim is mutter in the laws of avodah zarah. You have no raya to the epoch of the first teretz of the Gemara. We could reinstate the Ibai Yisayim. Now the truth is, it's just kedai to speak out what the Gemara is going to speak out in several lines, because otherwise you might think you made a mistake here in the Cheshbon, and that is that really the dichui that the Gemara said on the top of the Amud, you could easily make over here. You want to tell me that this machloikis over here is the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham? Rabbi Eliezer arguing in the laws of Truma. What shaykhis does it have to do with Avodah Zarah? And forget, we got ourselves into this whole pickle because the Gemara feels in Svara that there's a big distinction between Avodah Zarah and Shaar Yisum when it comes to the laws of Zev Zagarim. And if that's the case, what kind of tzushtel is the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer? I mean, I could hear, but I could also very easily be doichin, and this is something that the Gemara is coming to come back to. But for now, the Gemara says that stamazoi, I don't love this mahalach. You know why? And really, what the Gemara is about to say is a little surprising. Because when we made the time of the Rebbe Eliezer, Kedabai, who said Abai is right? You ever saw a Gemara like this? Who said that Abai is right? The time of the Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer says what he meant, that he meant what he said. Mishum da acher achrin aniba. Rebbe Eliezer really holds that you always look at the last thing. Igomer bi sura asura, vi igomer behetera mutarin, bein salke, bein loy salke. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Eliezer also holds that Zevazagoyrim is mutter, and if Rabbi Eliezer also holds Zevazagoyrim is mutter, there's no machloikis Rabbi Eliezer chum whether Zevazagoyrim is mutter, Zevazagoyrim is asa. They both hold that be'etzim Zevazagoyrim is mutter. There's no such thing that if they're both in there together, stating that Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that whatever's their last, whatever closes the deal, that's the hashtag, the closer, that has a certain koyach. And that the Rabbanon I'm going to be chaylikin. But to tell me, Havra Eliezer, Havra Rabbanon, Lo'ilam, I'll tell you that maybe everybody really holds that Zevazagoyrim is mutter. I isn't that the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Chavon. Abaye said that. I mean, the words, in the immortal words of the Gemara. Umimai, the time of the Rav Elazar, Abaye. Who said Pshat and Rav Elazar? It's like Abaye. Maybe Pshat is not like Abaye. Now, the emes is like this. It's kedai to speak on one Tosfos, even though it's a hard Pshat Tov, I think it's kedai to speak on one Tosfos. And that is, Tosfos like this. What were we really looking for? When the Gemara said that, you know, Tanya, Chada, as it relates to Avodah Zarah, that if you have a Sadish and a Zavla B'Zavla Avodah Zkechavim, Parish and a Spana B'Akshin Avodah Zkechavim, that Sarati Zara Parati Shachet, which is Mashma Zevza Garim Mizmoter, and I have another Braisa that's Mashma Sada Tavar Parati Raza, which is Zevza Garim Mizasa. Which part of that equation was troublesome in our Sugya? The part that says Zevza Garim Mizmoter. The fact that you have two Tanom that hold Zevza Garim Mizasa, that's Gevalik. That's, according to the Ibai Seim of the Gemara, which this whole Shakla Vatai is going in, is perfect. Because according to the Ibai Seim of the Gemara, Sai Rabbi Yossi, Sai the Chachamim both hold, Zevez Agayrim is us. So really, we're trying to mucha a little bit, because there's a Tani Chada that says Zevez Agayrim is mutter. And that's the Braisa that we're trying to figure out. So the Gemara said, I hear, but no one said it's Rabbi Yossi, right? It's not a riot to the first Teres of the Gemara of Epoch. Maybe it's someone else. Who is it? So the Gemara said, Har Rabbi Yezah, Har Rabban. And the Gemara set up very nicely the way Abaye explained Machlech Lezer and Rabbanu in the second part of Masechta Zorah. It seems like the Mamash arguing Zevez Agarim is Mutter, Zevez Agarim is Asa. But the Gemara was doicha that what? That Lo'ilam Sai Rabbi Eliezer and Sai the Chachamim hold that Zevez Agarim is Mutter. The Shaila is Acher Acher Nani Bo. You don't say Acher Acher Nani Bo. Freik Toisvis. So then Mamonov Shach. Then it's even better. So you have Sai Rabbi Eliezer and Sai the Chachamim in the Mishnah Masechta Zorah that are both of the opinion that Zevez Agoyrim is Mutter, and he'll be that other Braisa. So the Tani Chada will be Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim of Avodah Zarah fame, and the Tanya Idach will be Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim of Mishnayis Arlo fame. Now, as it relates to the fact that we're stelling to Avodah Zarah to Arlo, that's not necessarily a problem. It's nothing to do with this cheshbon right now. The Gemara holds that somehow it's a tushtel. But at the end of the day, what was the Gemara doicha? The Gemara was doicha that everybody holds that way? How does that make it worse? If anything, I don't know, it made it, it made it better, if anything. It's not going to make it worse. So Tais says, you're right. Really, in Cheshbon HaGemara, the Gemara could say that. And this dichoy is not a good dichoy. Now, the Gemara is going to be doiched anyways, as we're going to say. But really, this dichoy is not such a good dichoy. But the reason the Gemara likes it, meaning you have to speak out the Pshut HaYishal Mikra, what are the words of the Gemara? The reason the Gemara likes it is because the way the Bnei Yeshiva said it in Bismedrash, when they were doicha, this great sakasha on the Ibai Seimo was, no, loy kasha, har Rabbi Eliezer, har Rabbanan. And that's what the Gemara is chapping in. Meaning the Gemara is saying that this tsushtel is a very good tsushtel at this point to move the sugya along. But obviously it's not what the Bnei Yeshiva meant. Because when they said har Rabbi Eliezer, har Rabbanan, it sounded that they had a Rabbi Eliezer on one side of the equation, Rabbanan on the other side of the equation. One Braisa is going to be Rabbi Eliezer, the other Braisa is going to be Rabbanan, and the question is, hi Rabbi Eliezer, hi Rabbanan. This, according to Abaye, could be a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. But again, the Gemara said, "Umimai the time Rabbi Eliezer get Abaye mechtesi." Maybe Shana Rabbi Eliezer is something else. And if that's the case, everyone holds Zevez Agarim Mutter. And it's true, you have a Rabbi Eliezer and a Rabbanon that are a tsushtel, but you don't have a har Rabbi Eliezer and a har Rabbanon. But either way, so the Gemara says, so who would be the Rabbi Eliezer? Who would be the Rabbanon? The Gemara says, maybe it's finally Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon the Eitzim. Maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon of the Sugya of Eitzim. The time we learned in the Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? On Amid Beis. So we're going to learn this Mishnah together in a matter of moments when we turn the page. So this is actually Geshmak, because we'll learn the Mishnah now. We'll go through it. So when we see it on Amid Beis, and we do the latter quicker part of the daf, we'll be able to do it even a little bit quicker. So not alei mena eitzin. If somebody would take wood from an asherah tree, that lochas asur b'ana, you wouldn't be able to have anah from it, right? That's easy. You can't have anah. I mean, not only while the tree is standing, but if you chop the wood, you still can't have any anah from it. Hisik ba satana. Let's say somebody would take this wood and he would heat up a tanner. Chadash, if it's the first time the tanner is being heated, yutatz, you have to destroy it, right? The first time that a tanner, a klicheris, absorbs something and makes a tremendous reshim on it, and as a result, it's in the case of it being bailei avodah zarah, there's no option other than destroying it. Yashan, if it's old, meaning this tanner has been used already, so the loch is yutzan, then you just wait for it to cool off a little bit. Offa by a sapas is what we need. What would be if somebody went and he baked bread inside this tanner that was used together with asherah? So again, you had this tanner that was yashan, and you used
in this tanner, asherah wood, now it cooled off and you bake bread. So the halacha is asura bahana, it's going to be aser bahana. I'm sorry, the case is talking about where it didn't cool off yet, right? So in the event that you have this tanur and it was used in the way where it was not allowed to be used, what would that mean? So Rashi says, if it was a new tanur, you, let's say, waited for it to cool off a little bit, but that's a problem because you have to destroy it. Or if it was a tanur yashan, you didn't wait until it cooled off. So balach, if you went ahead and you baked bread, so asura bahana, it's going to be asa bahana. So again, the branch that you chop off from the asherah tree is asabana. If you used it to heat up an oven, the oven's going to be asabana. If you went ahead and you now baked bread inside that oven, bread's going to be asabana. Gets better. Nisarev b'acherim, what would be if the bread ended up being nisarev with other breads? Kulan asur esbana. So the halach is, not only is the original bread going to be asabana, but it's not even going to be bottled. All the breads are going to be asabana. Meaning, if it got mixed up in a bakery right now, you don't know which loaf of bread is the one that was baked in the oven that was fueled with the asherah, everything is going to be awesome. Bliyaza says a kula. He says, Yoylech hana liyam hamelach. You don't have to get rid of all the bread. Nah, there's a little bit of an etza. What's the etza? Take the value of the bread that you know is problematic. Get rid of that money. And as long as you get rid of that money, it's going to be okay. No, that is essentially pidyon, right? But we know it as pidyon that comes up in different places. And you're now going to be poida avodazara. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that what do you see from this Mishnah? You see from this Mishnah that if somebody would bake bread in an oven that was fueled with asherah wood, the halach is the bread would be aser, right? You see for sure that the bread would be aser. Why is the bread aser? Well, tell me what do you mean? Because it's benefiting from asherah. But that's the only wood that's being mashpia, the oven is being mashpia. Right, there's other factors that are going into this piece of bread that you have over here. The whole bread came into existence through asherah. That's not true. There's heter that's here also. The teretz is, it's a zev zeh gairim. And what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that zev zeh gairim is also. So the Gemara says that maybe when the Bnei Yeshiva said that as it relates to that steer over there between zev zeh gairim mutter, zev zeh gairim also, the tzvei braises, the soda that was nizdavla with zev shel avodah zarah, and the para that was nispatna b'kashini avodah zarah. One braise said mutter, one braise said also, zev zeh gairim mutter, zev zeh gairim also, not you to b'chalikus Rabbi Yitzchak Chum, as a result, it's not a riot to the first mahalak in the Gemara, but rather it's machalikus Rabbi Yitzchak Chum. The shaila was, which, where do you find the Rabbi Yitzchak anywhere that holds about zev zeh gairim? So the first Rabbi Yitzchak Tzushtel was in Arla. And what is Mashman Arla, the way Abaya learned Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Ezev Ezegarim is Asa. And the Rabbanan Shita Zicha was Ezev Ezegarim is Mutter. So that's the Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. And it's even a Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbanan. But the Gemara didn't like that because the Gemara said, who said Abaya is right? The Gemara said, okay, maybe this is the Yetzah. Now in this Braisa, it's Mefurish Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Ezev Ezegarim is Asa. What do you see is Shita is Ezev Ezegarim is Asa? Because you have to take the bread and you have to get rid of it. Now there's an Yetzah. The Yetzah is Yelchanali Yamamelach. But at the end of the day, the underlying Isser is an Isser. So you see over here the Shita's Rabbana. Now, we found, I mean, we see the Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Now, it's very nice we have the Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, but that only solves half the problem. We still have to figure out the Rabbana. So the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says, I hear. So you found the Rabbi Eliezer, that's a Tzushtel. Right? All we found was, is that a Rabbi Eliezer, that's a Tzushtel to Zev Zegar. Now, granted, this is a little bit of a better Tzushtel than the previous Tzushtel. Why? Why is the better Tzushtel? Zev Zegar. The previous Tzushtel was Arlo, which we saw in the top of the Omen. It's a little problematic. So this is a little bit better if you're holding in the Cheshbon. But the problem is we need to find the Rabbanon. Right? Who's the Rabbanon? Rabbanon, please go let the Rabbanon as a man in. Who's going to be the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, Gishmak, let me Rabbanon the Eitzin. Maybe it's the Rabbanon in this Mishnah. Right? The Rabbanon also talked in this Mishnah. But the Rabbanon in this Mishnah were more Mekel, they were more Machmer. Achmurei Machmeri. They agree the passes also. They hold you can't even be Yodhan Oli Amamelach. Why not? Because they point in love this Kechavim. So it can't be that Rabbanon. But okay, these Rabbanon seem to hold what? These Rabbanon seem to hold that the halach is Zev Zegarim is going to be also. El Rabbanon de Sa'ar. Oh, the Gemara says, I'll tell you exactly who it is. It's the Rabbanon de Sa'ar. The Rabbanon in Sa'ar, the Rabbanon of the previous Mishnah, of the Sa'ar Shal Chulim Shal Truma, Perik Bezim Masech de Zarlo, they for sure hold Zev Zegarim is what? Right, put Rabbi Eliezer of that Mishnah aside. But the Rabbanon Shita for sure, right? Rabbi Eliezer is a Shaila. But for sure, the Rabbanon Shita is its mutter. So the Gemara says, very Gishmak. So maybe that's the Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon that the Bnei Yeshiva were referring to. So when the Bnei Yeshiva were being doich and they said, don't stel tzud,
least tears of braises to the machloket of Eisach Chachamim to bring a raya to the first lishon of the Gemara, not to the Iba Yisema, because the Oyvam Har Rabbi Leizer Har Rabbanon. The shaila was who's the Rabbi Leizer and the Rabbanon. So we had a take 1.0. fell short. Now we have a 2.0, which telling to a Rabbi Eliezer from one Mishnah and a Rabbanon from another Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer from the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Tesam Mebeis in the Sukkos of Avodah Zarah, he holds Tefes Agarim as Aser, and the Rabbanon in the Mishnah in Masechta Zarah, the Perek Beis, seem to hold Tefes Agarim is Mutter. But the Gemara is Doich here. How? Here the Gemara speaks out the Dichah that we mentioned already twice. Eim, the Shamadu, the Rabbanon, the Mekidu, the Besar. It could be, there's no Machloikis. This is a Fushe Machloikis, Loi Mafshinon. Echetesi have a right to make a Machloikis. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds Zevaz Agarim by the Zohar, and the Chum holds Zevaz Agarim Mutter by Arla. That makes a machlekes over here. Well, I'll tell you, there's really no machlekes. Either Rabbanon on Mekel, then Mekel by Sa'ar, or by Avodas Kechavim Mimekili. And by the way, if you want the Rabbanons of the Mishnah and Arla to be the same Rabbanons as the Mishnah of the Zohar, Memtes on the base, it has to be that way. Because you see, again, not all the Rabbanons are the same Rabbanons. But the bottom line is, the dichoy is a klara dichoy. Emet the shnamit lehu the rabban and the mekili b'saar ba'avoidus koychav and mi mekili elo says the gemara. There's no rabbi Eliezer and there's no rabbanon. That's a good sushtel to the tani chada and the tanya idach. There's no real good sushtel. And if you have now two brises where one brise says zevaz agarim is mutav avid zara and the other brise says zevaz agarim is osav avid zara, you know what that sounds like? It's screaming from the rooftops. It's screaming from the rooftops. Epoch. That's what it's screaming. It's screaming Epoch. Because if you say Epoch, it's very good. If it's saying Epoch, you have two Mishnayas where Rabbi Yossi holds Zevaz Agarim as Mutter Bavid Zara, and you have two Mishnayas that Chacham hold Zevaz Agarim Bavid Zara as Aser, and that will be these two prices over here. If, however, you want to action Zechoyis, and you want to say Loite, I understand why you want to say Loite. In Cheshvin, it makes perfect sense. Because why would you want to make an Epoch? Right? Epoch is very, very dachot. Epoch is very, very dark. You don't want to make an epoch. So if you don't want to make an epoch, well, then you're going to be forced to say the Rabbi Yossi Shita Zevaz Agarim is Aser. Right? They'll stay. Aye, how would be Miyashu Kach Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi? You'll say, Hasim the Kazal Yibud Matar. And how are you going to be Miyashu if the Kach Rabbanon the Rabbanon? Right? If you're not making an epoch, so Rabbanon seem to hold Zevaz Agarim is Aser. Why over here it's Mutter? The Teretz is Masha Meshpich Menevoy, you're Poygan Betel. You look at the big picture. I hear it, but at the end of the day, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, regular Avodah Zarah, where it wasn't causally ibud, like in Yana Mishnah, where you're shaking the Zarah of the Ruach, everyone holds Zevaz Agarim as Aser. So what's the Eitzah? Who are these two prices? And don't Rabbi Eliezer Rabban on me, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. There's no Rabbi Eliezer Rabban on that. Now, again, Tosfos says maybe it's Sai Rabbi Eliezer, Sai Rabban, but the Gemara doesn't love that either. You see the Maskana. Because the Maskana, at the end of the day, the only time we even found someone that should hold Zevaz Agarim as Mutter, whether it's by the Sa'ar, the Zohar, or it that was only Benegeya, or even Rabbi Yossi Shita, let's say by Arla, that was by Shari Sur. We couldn't find it anywhere by Avodah Zarah. The only place you have it by Avodah Zarah is Shnitas Rabbi Yossi, if you say an Epoch. That's the only place you have it. So doesn't that scream Epoch? The Mara says, no. Elala Oilam, Harab Yossi Vaharabban. You're right. We're going to have to say Harab Yossi Vaharabban. There's no other Eitzah. There's really no other Eitzah. One Bryce is going to be Rabbi Yossi, and the other Bryce is going to be the Rabban. And really, we're not going to say an Epoch. Okay, so how are you going to make sense then of what? How are you going to make sense of the Mishnayas? We're going to say Rabbi Yossi v'Harabbanon that the Rabbanon sheet is Zevaz Agarim is Aser b'Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Yossi sheet is that Zevaz Agarim is Mutter b'Avodah Zarah. Right? Let's get this cheshbon klar. Here's the punchline of the sugya. That the Rabbanon sheet is going to be Zevaz Agarim is Aser, and Rabbi Yossi sheet is going to be Zevaz Agarim is Mutter. It's going to be Mutter. It sounds like Epoch, right? No, Loy Epoch. Because we're going now, Dibay Seme doesn't want an Epoch. He doesn't want an Epoch. But he's going to be Moida that there's Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. That in Avodah Zarah, Rabbanon Shita Zevaz Agarim is Aser, Rabbi Yossi Shita Zevaz Agarim is Mutter. Let's do the math now in our head. As it relates to Rabbi Yossi, if he holds Zevaz Agarim is Mutter, oh, then for sure Rabbi Yossi Mem Gimel and Beis is very good. Right? That's Gevaldik. If the Rabbanon Shita is that Zevaz Agarim is Aser, well, that's not a problem. Kasher Rabbanon Rabbanon, we never had a problem with that, right? That's fine. Rabbanon Shita is Zevaz Agarim is Aser. Punkt as it relates to being Zerea, Yerok is Bimoy Sak Shamem, it's Mutter. Because Mashem Ashbich Menevoy, Yerpoy Gebetzel. Where is the problem now? The problem is, I didn't even read our Mishnah. The problem is, if Rabbi Yossi Shita is, as Eves Agarim is Mutter, so what's Rabbi Yossi saying? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, the Rehm, the Rabbanim, Karmaluhu. He says, Lididi, according to me, is Eves Agarim is Mutter. I don't think it's a problem, because I hold Eves Agarim is Mutter. But according to you, the Amrito, who holds? Eves Agarim is Aser. But you that holds, your Shita is Doch Eves Agarim. Well, if your sheet is ever Zagarim is also, I don't mean us after your rock is the Mesak Shamim. Then I bazay your rocks, my Shamim should be also. The Rabbanon's answer is going to be Kedam Rab Mari, Braid Rav Kan, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mash. No, sorry, oh my god, excited. Kedam Rab Mari, Braid Rav Kan, that what? That Mash, Mash Birch Menevoy, Pagan Betzel. And as a result, it's for that reason it's going to be Motor. But Enochinami, Rabbi Yossi sheet is as ever Zagarim Babi Dazaris, Motor. And Rabbi Yossi says, also in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is not saying his sheet. Because his shita really is that Zeves Agarim is Mutter. What's he saying? He's saying to Rabban. You, I know you hold Zeves Agarim is us. Incidentally, Rashi says that even from the Mishnah Minei Ubei, it's before that Rabban and shita Zeves Agarim is us. Meaning, when Rabbi Yossi tells Rabban Lidivrechem, right? You, I know, hold Zeves Agarim is us. Pasha, you would learn. What do you mean? They means the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amidbeis, right? The Mishnayos are all behemshecheh. It's all the same parak and chas. That's what it is. But Rashi says that it's really more than that. He said because from the fact that the Rabbanan Shita is that Avaloi b'Moisachama. What do you mean? What's the problem Moisachama? Because you're being netted from the Asherah, but you're also being netted from the soil, which is karak oil. So really, in the Mishnah Gufa Mineu Bei Rashi speaks out. You see that the Chama Shita is as ever as a Gerim as a problem. And Rabbi Yosi say if you hold that, meaning according to Rabbi Yosi, no, even what would emerge is that even. To be Zerea, your rock is b'moisacham is going to be mutter. But if you hold b'moisacham is aser, and I know why, because you're the shita seichem, you guys hold that Zeves Agarim is a problem. So according to you, why is this different? And he was mechadish to him what Rav Mori Breid Rav Kahana said, mashem eshpich b'or poigim b'basar, this was his grace of chiddish, and this is what he was coming to say. So really, if you do the sikum over here, right, if you do the sikum, so it comes out, right, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah, when you learn the Mishnah, it's not such a hard Mishnah. It sounds like a super technical Mishnah. It talks about vegetables. The Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to be Zereya, your rock is b'mois hakshamim, avaloi b'mois hachama. B'mois hakshamim, the tzel is bad, so you're not being nana from the Asherah. B'mois hachama, the tzel is good, you're being nana. Rabbi Yossi says, afloi, your rock is b'mois hakshamim. Why? Because I'm not worried about the shade, but I'm worried about the leaves are going to fall, they're going to fertilize, and they're going to be mahana. And as a result, you're going to be nana for the zar. It sounds like according to the Chachamim, you're not worried about the fertilizer. According to Rabbi Yossi, you are. The Chachamim holds Zeves Agarim as mutter. Rabbi Yossi holds Zeves Agarim as aser. And the Gemara said at first glance, this is a problem because it is diametrically opposed. It is the antithesis, 180 degrees. Removed from a machlokes Rabbi Yosef Chama that we had earlier in this perek matnash on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where if somebody finds a vayda zara, the chamash sheet is you have to get rid of it, you have to throw it into the yam. Rabbi Yosef says af sheichik v'zayil ruach, it's going to fertilize. Zevet agarim is mutter. Chum hold yidbak biyachum umen acherim. Zevet agarim is aser. But upon him, what emerged? V'chayir from that Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosef Shita Zeves Agarim is Mutter, Chama Shita Zeves Agarim is aser. And if that's the case, Kasha Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kasha Rabbanan Rabbanan. L'maskana. L'maskona, there's two derachim to answer this kasha. The first is the easiest one, and that is epoch. Just to say epoch, that switch around shitas Rabbi Yosi, shitas Chachamim in our Mishnah here, Memchesim and Beis. And la'olam, Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds mutter, and the Chachamim are the ones that hold aser. Rabbi Yosi is shitasi, who says if you find the way the zayir could be shaykh v'zayir l'ruach, he holds he could be zayirei yirach, he's been ma'is akshamim. The Chachamim hold you can't be shaykh v'zayir l'ruach, because it's going to become zevel. They are worried about the nevoya that's in Sheres Leim v'havel on the zevel. Rabbi Yosi is l'shitasi, and the Chachamim are l'shitasi. Meaning, Rabbi Yosi shit is zevel zagarim is mutter. The Chacham Shita Zeves Agarim is Aser. If you follow through with the whole Cheshman, there's a few added benefits over here. Number one, we saw Mefurish Rabbi Yossi said by Arla, Zeves Agarim is Mutter. Oh, it's Gevaldik. This is a third Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said Mefurish that if somebody took an egg shel Arla and he planted it, Talach is Mutter. It's going to be Mutter. Rabbi Huda said it in the name of Rav, Tanya Namiyachi. So we know that was Shita's Rabbi Yossi. So it's Gevaldik. So this is another Rabbi Yossi. This is another Rabbi Yossi. Another benefit that you have over here is that we had this Steerus HaBraises, where one Braises seemed to say, Zeves Agarim is Asa B'Vay Dezara. Another one said, Mutter, it's perfect. You have two Mishnayis over here. It's a perfect Sushtal to that Braise. All the Rabbi Yossis are L'Shita Sayu. Everything is fire. Ben Benoish of fire. Everything is half of a fella, everything works out perfectly. That was the first mahalach in the Gemara. The second mahalach in the Gemara was loy tepach. The second mahalach in the Gemara was loy tepach. Now, there was a version 1.0 of the second mahalach, and there was a version 2.0 of the second mahalach. In the version 2.0, even when the Gemara says loy tepach, the Gemara is agreeing that the understanding of the Rabbi Yossi Sava Zevzagarim Asa Rabbanon Amri Zevzagarim Mutta, that you have to be mahapach. And la'olam, the Rabbanon Shita is, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that Zevzagarim is Asa, and Rabbi Yossi Shita is, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, is that Zevzagarim is Mutter, which at first glance is the exact opposite of the way it's presented. So we're going to have to do a lot of work, because kashat Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi, kashat Rabbanon ad Rabbanon. There's a lot of work that has to be done, and a lot of things are going to come out because of this. The whole sugya was based in the shita. But at the same time, loy tepach, don't be mahapach the words of the Chachamim and the words of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Now, let's go through the math. As it relates to the Rabbanon first. The Rabbanon shita is be'etzim zevizai gerim is awesome. That's Pshat and the Rabbanon and the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. That you can't be Shoy Vizayel Ruach. Oh, the Tani Chod that says Aser over here, Mem Tesem and Aleph, that's also going to be the Rabbanon. How could the Rabbanon hold Zayrin Tachtel Yerok is B'Moysak Shomim? I thought Zev Zagarim is Aser. Teres is Nashem Eshbichim Levoya Pagum Betzel. Like Rav Mori, Breid Rav Kahana said. And it's for that reason, in our Mishnah, it's going to be Mutter. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Zev Zagarim is Mutter. Rabbi Yossi Shita is Zev Zagarim is Mutter. That's Pshat Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis. You don't have to say that Svar of Hossam, the Kazal Ibn Mater, it's going to be Mutter. Oh, by the way, it's also Rabbi Yossi Shita by Arla, right? We know it's a Shita. The problem is, what's Rabbi Yossi talking about in our Mishnah? How could Rabbi Yossi say that it's going to be a problem? The Torah says, L'divreichem Kamar. He's all talking, L'divrei HaChachamim. You HaChachamim who hold Zev Zagarim as Aser. How do I know it's your Shita? I know from the Mishnah and Gimel Amabez, you're the Tana, Chada of the Breisman, Tesam Alf, and I even see a Minei Obey in the Mishnah, because you're Moida, that you can't be Zayri Yerokis Tachta B'Moisacham. So obviously you hold Zev Zagarim as Aser. If you hold Zev Zagarim as Aser, what's going on over here? Meaning I hold it's always Mutter, because I hold Zev Zagarim as Mutter. But if you hold Zev Zagarim as Aser, why is it only Aser B'Moisacham because of the Zev Zagarim? It should be Aser B'Moisacham also because of the Zev Zagarim. What's the Zev Zagarim B'Moisacham at the tzel? What's the Zev Zagarim B'Moisac Shamim? The Nevaya. It's the fertilizer. But in both cases, you have a Zev Zagarim. The Teretz is, it's not true. B'Moisacham, there's a net gain. B'Moisac Shamim, there's a net deficit. That's what this boils down to. The bottom line is, what emerges is that Sai according to the first Lishna, Sai according to the second Lishna, let's get this clear out upon him. There's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim, whether Zev Zagarim is Mutter, Zev Zagarim is Aser. And in both cases, the same Machloikis. Rabbanat Shita is Zev Zagarim is Aser. Rabbi Yosef Shita is Zev Zagarim is Mutter. Which, by the way, had we never learned this daf, and we would have been chazering what we learned up until now, we would have known this l'chayra from the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis, because that is really that Mefurish Mishnah. That's where you mayashav the Braisa. Where it becomes tricky is how you learn up the Mishnah. According to the first Eretz of the Gemara, you make an epoch, everything goes very geschmirt. According to the Iba Yisneima, you have to start saying Shtiklach Taira, and you have to shtaltzu Ramori Brei Dafkana. You have to say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't mean Hishita, it's the Devrayim de Rabbanon. But again, as it relates to the Shaila Zev Zagarim Mutter, this goes down in Chas as a Machlokes Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon. And by the way, we also saw there's a Rabbi Eliezer and there's a Rabbanon, and there's maybe two Rabbi Eliezers and Rabbanons, but that's already the extra credit as it relates to the Sikkum. Just one last postscript to this Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? Halacha ki Rabbi Yosef. Ezra Hashem, we have another Amud of Gemara to learn. We have a parak to finish. It's going to go a lot quicker than the first half of this daf went. We'll speak out one ha'ara as it relates to this line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, halacha ki Rabbi Yosef. Zok di Gemara, another postscript. Ahi ginsa, there was a garden. This dabal b'zav d'vay des kechavim. It was fertilized with zev d'vay des zar. Shalom, Rabbi Amin came to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Amin sent to Rabbi Yosef. What's the halacha? Like, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? No, so you want to know. Zev Zagarim Mutter, Zev Zagarim Aser. I'm going to say, he told him, Hachi Yamar Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yosi, that what? That Zev Zagarim is going to be Mutter. Zok the Mishnah, and we know this Mishnah because we saw it already on Amin Aleph. Not that Mimene Eitzim, if somebody took wood from an Asher Boim, Asurim Banoi, now let it have an oven. Is it Glem Satan, or if he heated up an oven, Im Chodesh, if it was a brand new oven, it was never heated up before. So now we assume that Asher is Ein Gezapt inside this oven, that's the only Eitzah is, you got to destroy it. The Im Yashnan, and if it was used already once before, then you don't have to destroy it. Yutzah, you just have to wait until it cools off. Let's say you didn't do what you were supposed to do, meaning you didn't destroy the Chadash, maybe you waited for it to cool down, but you didn't destroy it, or you didn't wait for the Yashnan to be Yutzah, and then you went and you baked bread. Asura Bahana, now even the bread is Asabana. Let's say the bread gets mixed up with other breads. Kulan asuris, but no, they're all going to be asur. Relezim says, "El chanoli yamamelach." If you want, you don't have to get rid of all the breads. Just take the value of the bread that's asur, throw it into the yamamelach. Meaning, don't have anah from that, but everything else will be fine. Amalei, they told him, "Ein pidyon la'avodas kechavim." No such thing as pidyon when it comes to avodas zara. Zok the Mishnah. Similarly, not to lehimen a karkor. If somebody would take a karkor, so that's a weaver's pick. That's the pick, this little piece of wood that the weaver used to use to weave. So if you took it from an asher, asabana, can have anah from the pick. Arik bayas habeged, if you wove a beged with it, asabana, the beged is asabana. Nisar b'acherim, if the beged got mixed up with other begadim, tacherim b'acherim, and then those begadim got mixed up with other begadim, kulan asurim b'anah, all the begadim are going to be asabana. Rabbi Yez, Amir Pleza, Flishitas, he says, you don't have to get rid of all the begadim, you don't have to throw out your whole wardrobe, but rather what you could do is just take the value of that and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. They told him, no way. Ein poidim lavidus kechavim. This is not good. Zok tigmar v'tzricha. I need this machloikis. Rabbi Leizim d'chachamim twice. Sai b'negeya. Hisik bohen es hatanur. And sai b'negeya. Arak b'yes ha-beged. First glance, right? These two mishnayis, or this one mishnah is really repetitive, right? L'chayra, this is very, very redundant. The same exact machloikis. Rabbi Leizim d'chachamim. All the same permutations. Yeah, poidim avodas kechavim. Not poidim avodas kechavim. Why do I need these two cases? The Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why. There's some very subtle nuance over here. The ashmiinon kamaisa. Said I only had the first case where you took wood from the asherah and you heat it up in oven and then you bake bread and then the breads went asarif and now you have the machloikis. Right? The Gemara is focusing on the machloikis rabbeinu chacham. That is where you bake the breads, right? In the oven that was heated with wood from an asherah. And the shaila is, you have to get rid of all the breads or you could get rid of some of the money and then use the rest of the rest. And only at that case, I would have said, how come Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe the Rabbi Eliezer says it's mutter. He's makel. And he says, poidim avidas kechavim mishum de beidno de kogamra pas koli le isura. Because at the time that the pas was baked, the isser wasn't there. What's the isser? The wood. The wood becomes coals. So really, by the time that the bread becomes bread, which is ultimately what you're going to benefit from, the Isuri Anah, the Asheru, wasn't even there. Now, it's still a problem, because it's been Goyram Issa, right? We saw in Amad Aleph, this Rebbe Eliezer holds that as a Goyram Issa. But at the same time, I could understand why the halacha would be that you could be Mekel, because there's a Pesasvara to be Mekel over here. Aval Karkor, but as it relates to the weaver's pick, the Isa li Isuri Be'ena, when you finish weaving the beged, the pick doesn't go anywhere. Eimah Maidel Rabbanan, I would have thought they would be Mekel. Yeah, Karkor, and I only had the halacha regarding the weaver's pick, I would have said, how come you're Rabbanan? Maybe only the Rabbanan were Mekel. Aval Pas, when it comes to bread, being that the wood is not there, maybe there would be Mekel Tzricha, that's why I need both cases. Omer Abchir Bereid, Rabbe Bar Nachmeni, Omer Abchizda, Omer Zeiri, Halacha K'Rabbe Eliezer. As it relates to this, Machloikis, the Halacha is like Rabbe Eliezer. Ikid Amri, Omer Abchizda, Omer Li Abba Bar Abchizda, Hachi Omer Zeiri, Halacha K'Rabbe Eliezer. So in both cases, Halacha K'Rabbe Eliezer, Shailas only as it relates to the names. Omer Ab Ada Bar Ahav. Loishanu, Elopas. The only time the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe even the only time Rabbi Eliezer said is halacha, that's with regards to the weaver's pick and regards to bread. Al chavis loy, as it relates to a chavis of yayin nesech, that was nisariv with other chavios of yayin, right? They all got mixed up. Then even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be moida. The halacha is that you can't be yoyle chana l'yam hamelech. This is what Rav Adam Rahava said. Rav Chizda, Amr Rav Chizda said, no, afilu chavis muteres. Even by chavis, it's going to be muter. Now, what's the difference? What's the svar to be mechalik? The svar to be mechalik is that the bread that was baked in an oven, that was heated up with asherah wood, what was the isurei anah? It was the wood. The wood heated the oven, it's like chadgag, it heated the oven, which baked the bread. But the bread itself was never the iser. The problem is, the bread is the toilda of Yisuri Anah. The weaver's pick, the beged, was never the iser. It was woven with a karkur that came from an asher. Oh, but the chavis, assuming it's yayin nesach, it's yayin shenes nesach. The yayin itself is the kreidish al avodah zarah. That's mocham. And over there, you're not going to have this halacha. So again, we see already in this sugya that we're making these distinctions, right? This chavis, this karkur, and then there's pa. Das. Chavis, the wine itself is Avodah Zarah. Karkur, the beged, which is what you're benefiting from, was not Avodah Zarah, but at the very least, the pick was Chai V'Kayim at the time that the beged was completed. And as it relates to the pass, not only is it the Yisuri Anah itself, but the wood that fueled it was not even in existence at the time that it was completed, and it's for that reason in Svar Al Kaponim, there's no chilik at the end of the day between the karka and the pass, but we needed a tzricha, so we need a whole Mishnah to tell me that, because in Svar you could have heard Makom L'chalik. Amar Rav Ada Bar Rahava. Rav Ada Bar Rahava said, I'm sorry, that we just said, Ahu Gavra, there was a person, Desarvli Chavisa Yayin Nesa B'chamre, where Yayin Nesa got mixed up with the rest of his wines. Also, Kamid Rav Chizda came to Rav Chizda. Amar, what did Rav Chizda say? So, for Holy Cheshbon in the names, Rav Chizda was the one that said, Afilu Chavis Muteres. Rav Chizda also said, Alachik Rabbi Eliezer. So it's double Rav Chizda L'shitasai. He said, Shkoil Arba Zuzi, take four Zuzim. Veshadi Benahara, throw it into the Nahar. Venishtari Lach. And as a result, everything is going to be Mutter. Again, it's based on the fact that Allah is Rabbi Eliezer, and not only is Allah Rabbi Eliezer by Pass and by Karkur, but Allah is Rabbi Eliezer even when it comes to Chavis as, well, Zachti Gemara, another Mishnah. Keitza Mevatlo. If somebody has an Asherah tree and he wants to be Mevatl, the Asherah tree, how exactly are you Mevatl it? And Mishnah says as follows. Kirseim, Vizirat. So what do these two things mean? So again, the disclaimer whenever we learn something like this is we're not farmers. But Rashi says, Kirseim means that you removed the kismin, it's like wood chips, that were yavish. Zirat means where you removed the ones that were lach. So one you remove the yavesh, the other one you remove the lach. Either way, not only menamakel, or if you took a stick, a shteken, or a sharvet, right? That's like a more fancy stick. Afilu ala, or if you took off a leaf, hareza batla, the lach is, it becomes batla. It's a very big chiddush. So if somebody goes to that shneira tree and he takes something off it, it becomes batla. Kirsem zireid, not only menamakel, sharvet, afilu ala, hareza batla. And the reason is, because we're going to see in a minute, because being that you're using it for yourself, you're using it for your own needs, if you take something from the Asherah tree for your own personal needs, at that point, that's considered a bittul on the Asherah. And being that that's considered a bittul on the Asherah, so the halacha is, so that constitutes what bittul needs to constitute. Now, obviously, who could be mevatel? A guy, not a yid, but the point is, I raise a bittul. Shifal et sarcha. In the event that a person went ahead and he was shifa and he did it litzarcha, he did it for the tzarech of the asher itself, asur, it's going to be asur. Shaloi litzarcha, if you did it shaloi litzarcha, not for its need, you did it for your own need, muteres, and then the halach is, then it's going to be mote. So we're talking about the case where a person went ahead and he was shifa litzarcha. Right? He went ahead and he took off part of the, he shedded the asherah a little bit, he smoothed it out, and a little bit of pieces, breklach, came off, and he did it litzarcha. He did it for the tzarcha of the asherah. Being that he did it for the tzarcha of the asherah, right, goy did it, right? And he did it for the asherah, being that he did it for the asherah, so it's going to remain awesome. If he did it to take wood chips for himself, for his fireplace, this is a problem. But if he did it litzarcha, it's going to be awesome. Shailos, what happens with those shapoyim? Matehei aleyah. Pligiba, Rafuna Vihiba Raf. Khadama one said Asurin, the Khadama Mutarin, the other one said it's Mutar. Zakti Matankamandarim, like a Braisa that supports the Shita that holds that don't shapoin themselves on Mutar. I mean, again, let's just speak this out. What's the side of Chibi Yasser? It's a chef part of the Vaidazar. And if the Vaidazar were to become bottles, obviously the Shapam a bottle also. But a Vifl the Vaidazar didn't become bottle, and it's part of the Vaidazar, it's part of the Asheris. Maybe it should be Yasser. What's the side of Chibi Mutar? It's not part of the Avodah Zarah anymore. It used to be part of the Asherah. Now it's sitting on the floor. People worship that, right? They worship the tree. They're not worshiping this. Either way, machloikis. Rafun Rechia Barab, it's a chadam a chadam. One mandama said Asir, the other mandama said Mutter. Zakti Gemara, a Braisa, that's what's mandama says Mutter, it's a Mefurish a Braisa. Oivik Kechavim Shashipa, Avoidis Kechavim Litzarchai. If an Oivik Kechavim went and he smoothed out an Asherah and he did it for his own purpose, so the halach is he, she, meaning the Avodah Zarah, v'shafeha, and whatever came off, mutarin are going to be mutar. Litzarcha, if the guy went ahead and did it for the Avodah Zarah itself, you ready? Drum roll. He asura, she's asura, this is what we need. V'shafeha, and as it relates to those pieces, mutarin are going to be mutar. This is the Tanya Namayach. It's mefurish. If you did it litzarcha, the shafam are going to be mutar. V'yisrael, sheshiv, avodah zkechavim. What if a yid does it? Ah, that's easy. Bein litzarcha, bein litzarcha. Doesn't matter. If it was Latzark, he should assume it's always going to be us. What's the reason? Because the Yid does not have the ability to be Mevatel Avoid Zar. Zak Gemara Itmar. Avoid this Koychovim Shenishtabro. Avoid this Koychovim that broke. And the Bach adds one very important word. Me'eleo. On its own. So you have an Avoid Zar and it broke on its own. So let's say you have an Asher. And all of a sudden a branch fell off, right? It was Nishtabro Me'eleo. Rav Amar Rav said, Tzarek Levatel Kol Kisem V'Kisem. You have to go ahead and you have to be Mevatel each Kisem. The Shmuel Amar. And Shmuel said, Avoidus Koychovim Eina Betela Elo Derech Gedilasa. That the only time Avoidus Zar becomes bottle is if it breaks Derech Gedilasa. So Gemara says, well, it's just one second. Adar Rabbi, Derech Gedilasa, Mi Bevato, that doesn't make any sense. If an Avoidus Zar breaks Derech Gedilasa, then it is bottle. You would see if it happens, Derech Gedilasa, meaning all in the course, usual course of business. So if something, it dies a natural death, it breaks a natural break, then it shouldn't be a bittul. If it broke in some aggressive way, then I could hear that it would be a bittul. And rather, Rashi speaks out a big svara here. Rashi in the sugya speaks out a svara. The reason when Avodah Zarah breaks, you can hear it should be a bittul, is because the person's going to say, one second, I'm relying on this guy. This clown over here is going to save me when I'm in a foxhole. Can't save himself. Can't keep a branch on his trunk, and he's gonna somehow save me. There's no way in the world this is ever gonna happen. But if it happens, derech gedilasa, okay. I mean, a tree is part of that tree, right? This just because if it's unnatural, then you could hear where it looks like there was an act of God that somehow overcame it. But the bottom line is, just the words of Shmuel don't even seem to resonate. Someone says, right, Ela Haki Kamra. The only time you need to be mevatel is derech de'lasa. If it broke derech de'lasa, then you have to be mevatel it because the breaking in and of itself is not considered a bittul. So let's just hit the pause button for one second. Let's just chaz what we just did over here. We have machloikis, Rav, and Shmuel. Avodah zara that broke on its own. Rav holds tzarech levatel kol kisein v'kisein. Shmuel, the way the Gemara understands Shmuel maskana, says that yes, I agree, but only if it broke naturally. If it broke in an unnatural way, then the breaking itself constitutes a bittul, and you don't have to be mevatel anything. Right? So again, what's the machloikis? Machloikis is where you have an avodah zara that broke me'eleo in an unnatural way. If it breaks in a natural way, it's avodah zara. What you have on the floor is avodah zara. And tzarech levatel kol kisein v'kisein. If, however, it breaks in an unnatural way, that's machlekes. According to Rav Tzarech Levatel, the fact that it broke doesn't constitute bittul. According to Shmuel, the breaking itself constitutes bittul. Meaning, the only time you need to be mevatel in avodas kechavim tzricha levatel elo derech de'ilasa. But if it happened in an unnatural way, then you're not to. What's the machlekes talian? That's the next gemara. It says the gemara. At first glance, it would seem that this is the machlekes. The mar savar oivdim l'shvarim umar savar ein oivdim l'shvarim. Right, at first glance, it would seem that this is the machloikis. The machloikis is, did people worship these shvarim or did they not worship these shvarim? If people worship these shvarim, then tzarech levatel. If people don't worship these shvarim, then you don't have to be levatel. The Gemara says, like, could be everybody holds oivdim l'shvarim. The hacha, you want to know what's going on over here, is b'shivrei shvarim k'miflegi, where they didn't just break, but they broke, and then they broke some tzveitimal. So what happened was there was shvarim, and then the shvarim turned into a turua, right? Like the shvarim broke already a second time. Mar savar shivrei shvarim asurim. Rav holds tzarech levatel kol kisein v'kisein, because he holds that even shivrei shvarim people used to be oivdim. Mar savar shivrei shvarim mutarim. And Shmuel holds that, no, shvarim, I agree, is not going to change anything. But shivrei shvarim is going to be mutar. Rashi adds that according to this, oikimt in the Gemara, it's geshmak delosh and tzarech levatel kol kisein v'kisein. What does it mean, tzarech levatel kol kisein v'kisein? Tzarech levatel kol kisein. What's kisein v'kisein? So if you look at Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi says it means each individual kisein. Yeah, but you could have said tzarech levatel kol kisein, and maybe I would have known that also. So Rashi says, but lefizet shivrei shvarim. That's the kisein, the kisein. The reason Rav said it in that lashon is because we're talking about where there wasn't just one shever. Right, there's a shever b'toich shever. I mean that there's a shever b'toich shever. That's the sloshin of tzarech levatel called kisein v'kisein. But either way, the Gemara says either the machloikis is whether or not you have to be mevatel shivrei shvarim. Iba yisem the kula av shivrei shvarim. Maybe everybody else shivrei shvarim is mutter. So shivrei shvarim is mutter. We understand shita shmul. What's pshat and shita? Rav Achav, but it's gechamin shal chulya. It's talking about the dessert that was made up of parts. Ubehedyet And a regular hedyet, just a guy in the street, has the ability to go ahead and put these pieces together. Mar sovar, one man doma holds, given the hedyet yochel achziru, loy batla rav, that being that the hedyet can put it together, it's not considered, meaning even though right now it was chulyos, and Rashi says these chulyos are like shivrei shvarim, the tiny little pieces. But at the same time, it's so easy to put together, so it's like, mar sovar, in of it's chum betelo, elok derech teilosa dahinu urche. If it's urche mamish, then yeah, holav gdei losahi, but this is not considered derech teilosa, and if that's the case, this is not something that you would have to go ahead and you would have to be mevatel. So the bottom line is we have this machlokes Rav and Shmuel where an asherah breaks on its own. So what's the status over here? Do you have avodah zara? You don't have avodah zara? Rav seems to say there is avodah zara, tzarich levatel. Shmuel says it's not avodah zara. Gemara says like this: if it happened derech teilosa, everybody holds avodah zara. Nothing changes. This avodah zara remains avodah zara. Nothing changed. The tree is a tree. The pieces are pieces. Everything remains avodah zara. The shaila is where it happened shaloich gederech teilosa. Then already we have a shaila. What is the shaila? So Gemara says like this: if it just broke into pieces, like big pieces, everyone holds, it's still going to be a problem. The shaila is we broke into small pieces, right? What's the machloikis? Either the machloikis is whether or not oivdin l'shivrei shvarim, eidon l'shivrei shvarim, or could be really bad, some everybody holds that in oivdin l'shivrei shvarim, but over here, the situation was such where it's easy to put it back together. It was chuyos, could be there's a svar. I mean, that you could easily, even a head you could put it together, it's going to be different. Kamash malon. That is the machloikis, and on that note, hadron halach kol atzlam. So just to come back to Amud Aleph, just for one second, we spent 57 minutes on the sugya of Zevezeh Goyim Mutter, Zevezeh Goyim Maser. I just think it's kedai to mention one thing, and that is, first of all, what's the halacha? What are we passing? Zevezeh Goyim Mutter, Zevezeh Goyim Maser. So really, the Gemara is a little bit of a giveaway, because in the Gemara, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and we know Rabbi Yosi in Muka Yimai. And by the way, even though halacha k'rebi mechaverov elay mechaverov, and halacha k'rebi yakiva mechaverov elay mechaverov, even though there's a taz in two places that says halacha k'rebi yakiva mechaverov, afilo mechaverov, we always speak out, the Yad Malachi who said sharu leymari la'taz, he forgot enough of the Gemara, and irvim and vavim and days, we have alter raid bites on this. But when it comes to Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says halacha k'rebi Yosi mechaverov, afilo mechaverov. That's enough of the Gemara. So we know Rabbi Yosi is the Muka Yimai, afilo mechaverov. And if Rabbi Yosi and Shita, in both lashonos of the Gemara, regardless of how you come out in the Mishnah, was that his sheet is ever zagorim is motel. That should be the halacha. And truth is, if you take a look at the Rambam, it's in Ilchus Avodah Zarah, it's Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalet. Just read the Rambam because it's mamish ardaf. Not al mimenu kadkad. Or we had the curse in the Mishnah Karkor. Va'orek by Yisabeged Asabano. Nesar bebegodim acherim. Yeluk tmei oisa abegli amamelech v'shar begodim utarim. Umutalita tachteo yurokois. Bein bimoisa chamo. Shein tzvichim letzel. Bein bimoisa kshama. V'pnei shetzel ha'ashera. Shu ose ima karka. She'ena neseres garmen liyurokos elu litzmayach. Meaning, the asher itself is not being garmen. And anytime you have a dover aser and a dover mutter, that's gairim, the halach is, it's always mutter. Lefichach, sadash ezav lebezev alavoy dezara, mutter lezroi oisa. Uparish a patma bekashin avoy dezkechav in toicha. Vechein kol kayoitz bezev. So the Rambam brought everything that we learned today, and the Rambam said, Zev is a goyrim, you want to know what the halach is? It's mutter. Because this is the rule. The rule is, v'chol dover aser, v'dover mutter garmen loy, or better, the chol shed davar rasa, the davar mutter garment loy, areza mutter bechal machem. That's why the halach is like Yena Braisa, the halach is like Rabbi Yosi. This is the way the Rambam paskins here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah halach lemaisa. So the Rambam sheet is that zev is a garment is mutter. The question is, why is zev is a garment mutter? It's really not so clear. The Avnei Meluim in Shailas Tshuvas Avnei Meluim, which is of course in the back of the Avnei Meluim, it's in Simen Vav. He brings a ran on in our Gemara right here, and he makes a big deal about this ran. The ran's right here in our sugya, often our the ran. But the Avnei Meluim makes a very big deal about it, so we're going to speak it out from the Avnei Meluim. But it's coming from a ran. The Avnei Meluim learns in the ran that the ran holds that the reason Zev is a Gerim is Mutter is because of Bittel. It's based on the sugyas of Bittel. It's based on Bittel, because we say that the Isser is bottled to the Heter, and if the Isser is bottled to the Heter, it's for that reason it's going to be Mutter. Says the Avnei Meluim, I'll just read this one excerpt. The Kivan, the Zev is a Goyer, Mitairis Bittel, Asin and Allah, being that it's coming, Mitairis Bittel, Kim Mivur in the Ran, the Hain. Even though we know in Kol HaTorah Kulo Bittul needs Roif,
all it is a Goyrim Chad B'Chad Bottle.
Being that there's another Goyim. So says Dabne Lundosh Teiton Deran, that the Mahalach of Zeves Goyim is, it's working with the parish of Bittul. Bittul, what do you mean? You need Roiv, you need Shishim, you need all the Sugyas. That's true when you have a Chefze Shal Isser. But when you're dealing with Goyim Isser, in the world of Goyim, Chad B'chad Bottle. So this is an answer to a trivia question. What's an example of Bittul B'chad?
It's a ran, the way that Abner Melun learns up the ran, it's Hafla of a fellow. The reason Zev is a Goyim is motive, because the truth is like this. I was going to speak this out in the Akdoma to the ship, but I didn't want to give it away. And then, an hour and 18 minutes later, but the point is that every time you dan Zev is a Goyim, what is Roy? Where does Roif come in? Right? Where does Roif come in? Shouldn't Roif spiel a role in the sugi of Zev Zagarim? Truth is, Lamaskono, Zev Zagarim is mutter, even if it's not a Roif. Now, Chad B'chad, it sounds like maybe if it'd be Roif, Isser would be a problem. Truth is, it's Heter bottle to Isser. This is big sugi Isser. Right? We know Isser is always bottle to Heter. Is Heter bottle to Isser?
So that's a famous shayla in the Gedolei Achronim, the Yontif and Simedalu. It's a big shayla. It won't be the tzad not. The tzad not would be because Bittul has an ability to remove problems. It doesn't have the ability to give problems or to give milos. Bittul has an ability to remove, not to give. This is one of the big yisoidas whenever you learn the sugyas of Bittul. So Isser, which has a problem, the problem is the Isser, when it's Nisar Beheter, it can lose the Isser. But Heter, there'll be Nisar of the Isser, you would need that the Roiv is making the Heter Osser. It's giving it something in a positive sense. And that's something that there'll be darker Roiv shouldn't really be able to have. So again, you have to know that. But the bottom line is, the way Zev Zagarin works, it works with Bittul. Now, the Avnei Meluim in this Simon makes a huge deal about it. And one of the big harvachas that he makes is that he brings from under a poiskim that in Hilchis Chometz, the Allah is Zev Zagarin is Osser. And it's a Pella. Why? Be Asr Hilchos Chometz, Zokt Avni Meluim, Kedarke Bakoydesh. Because the whole Yisoid of Zevez Agarim is Midin Bittul. And we know Chometz Afilu B'mashu Einoi Bottle. So says the Avni Meluim, once the Ran was Megala in one word here in Perikol Atzlom in Mesech Tzavoy Dezorah, that Zevez Agarim works with Dine Bittul. So now already there's Mokim to say that wherever Bittul doesn't work, Zevez Agarim is not going to work. And that's what's going on. A big part of it in that Avni Meluim. And the Chuvas and Simon Vav, and we are going to stop here.